bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribun de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion comes to us from our office in Venezuela. The author is 48-year-old Ivan Vasquez. Ivan was born in Valencia, Venezuela, and is married to Iris. His lay work is done in Danavan, and he shares this about himself. I arrived at Christ for All Nations, that's the name of Lutheran Hour Ministries in that country, through a radio station. Having taken numerous theological classes, I rejoice that I have been able to assist in the Christ for All Nations ministry through various speeches and presentations made at schools. Finally, Ivan reports he is a member of the Lutheran Church of Valencia, Estada Carabobo. A text for a devotion from the 27th chapter of Matthew. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? On January 4th, 2008, something happened when I expected it the least. On that day, my mother passed away, and for my brothers and myself, this sudden loss was most painful. Still, even in the midst of all the emotional turmoil, I could see the hand of God. It was His gracious will to bring all of us to her side so we might say goodbye and offer up our prayers of thanksgiving. How could we do otherwise when He had, through His Son, saved her soul? The day we buried Mother, tears clouded the eyes of some of my brothers. That is not an unexpected emotional outpouring when someone has experienced such a great loss. I remember someone approached me in the time of burial and asked, How are you, Ivan? How can you be so serene? I told him that God granted me that serenity through His Holy Spirit. It was at that moment a biblical text came into my mind. That text was Psalm 27:10, where it says, For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. It was also at that moment I was given a deeper insight into what the psalmist was trying to convey. He wanted believers to know that they would never be forsaken by their loving Lord because Jesus had endured that abandonment when He hung upon the cross. I open this devotion with the text which quoted Jesus praying to His Father and asking, Why had He been forsaken? Now, 7 years after my mother's departure from this world, I am able to testify that the psalmist was most accurate. Even though both my mother and my father are gone, none of us have been forsaken. They are with their risen Redeemer in everlasting joy, and I am always comforted that there will be a reunion in heaven for all who are washed in the Savior's blood. We pray. Dear Lord, many people find themselves being abandoned in many different ways. I give thanks because of my Savior I have been forgiven and granted a faith in You, my most faithful friend and Lord. For all You have done, I offer my thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.